It's me again. I'm back. I'm Kit Tolson, and I was invited here to do a little bit of a thing with music this afternoon by my kind friend and dear friend, Neva. Never. Nevertheless.
All the more.
No, basically, I don't really know what I'm doing at all, so I'll just do... kind of start at the beginning, I figure, just for the fun of it. Like, my history of music, as far as I'm concerned. Like, when I was a kid, my brother was in a skiffle group, which is basically a bunch of guys with one guitar, a washboard, a T-chest bass, which is like a big square box with a broom handle and a piece of string, and you, like, pull the broom handle tight with the string and it makes a higher note, etc. And a bunch of guys, and they just sort of copied basically old kind of folk standard music from America and England. So, like, it's not Stairway to Heaven, but the equivalent of Stairway to Heaven is like No Stairway is this song. Well, in G. Lay down by the river, and there I went to sleep. Oh, Lord, I lay down by the river, there I went to sleep. I lay down by the river, and there I went to sleep. And when I woke, there were shackles at my feet. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Oh, Lord, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Train I ride, 21 coaches long. Oh, Lord, train I ride, 21 coaches long. Train I ride, 21 coaches long. My love is on that train and gone. What it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Oh, Lord, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Well, I said, Mr. Judge, what's gonna be my fine? Oh, Lord, I said, Mr. Judge, what's gonna be my fine? Said, Mr. Judge, what's gonna be my fine? 21 years on the old Rock Island line. Well, the chains around my legs are thick and they're strong. Oh, Lord, train around my legs, they're thick and they're strong. Chains around my legs are thick and they're strong. My love is on that train and gone. Well, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Oh, Lord, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. And that was like the first song I ever learned from my brother, which is pretty amazing because I still remember it. And then, and probably the next thing that sort of occurs to me is like an epiphany or a moment of truth is a guy called Joe Brown was like really popular and he was a singer and he had a band called Joe Brown and the Brothers, spelled B-R-U-V-V-E-R-S. And he was quite a good guitar player, but he had this one song called Picture of You, and the beginning of it is what really sort of, I mean, I was like probably, I don't know, 11 years old, and I learned this beginning bit. And that was like, to me, an amazing thing, just that thing. But it wasn't until much later that I actually learned to play the real song, which is a Joe Brown song, going back to the skiffle era again. In the night there are sights to be seen. Now it's out of tune. Let me tune it up. In the night there are sights to be seen. Stars like jewels on the crown of a queen. But the only sight I want of you is that wonderful picture of you. Oh yeah, that wonderful picture of you. In the streetcar, in the cafe, most of the morning and all of the day, my mind is in a maze. What can I do? I only had a picture of you. Oh yeah, that wonderful picture of you. It was last summer I fell in love. My heart told me what to do. I saw you there on the crest of a hill, and I took a little picture of you. You were gone like a dream in the night. With you went all my love of my life. Well, I didn't know your name, what could I do? I only had a picture of you. Oh yeah, that wonderful picture of you. I'm left with that picture of you. Oh yeah, that wonderful picture of you. Yeah, I guess I should have run through that one before I even came here. Haven't played that for years and kind of made a big mess of it, but it's all good. No worries. So the main guy back when I was a kid was Hank Williams, the father, not the kid, but Hank Williams Sr. And yeah, obviously Johnny Cash. They were the two like main people from America that we listened to when I was really young. And kind of never, I mean, Hank Williams Sr. is probably the best writer of that genre ever. It's just absolutely exquisite. So I shall do, let me think, what one can I do of Hank's? Yeah, hey, good looking.
Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? About cooking something up for me. Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe find yourself a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a place right over the hill. Soda pop and a dancing spree. And if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe, how's about saving all your time for me? I'm free and I'm ready, so we can go steady. How's about keeping steady company? Gonna throw my date book over the fence. Buy me a new one for 5 or 10 cents. Keep it till it's all covered with dates, 'cause I'm writing your name on every page. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about keeping something up for me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe to find ourselves a brand new recipe? Got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a place right over the hill. Soda pop and a dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about keeping steady
company. How's about saving all your time? Find ourselves a brand new recipe. Hank the Dad. Hank the Dad, yay! And there's another beauty, but I don't really, I'm not, I probably clam on the words of it, but I really like this song. Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. Sounds too blue to fly. The moon just went behind the cloud to hide its face and cry. You ever seen a mockingbird when leaves begin to die? Falling star lights up the purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm gonna hang my head and cry. Hear that low whippoorwill, sounds too blue to fly. Well, it seems he's lost the will to live. Well, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Pretty sad song. Oh my God. I better do something a bit more friendly now, I think. Well, I think I'll just save the banjo till the end so we don't have to EQ back and forth, you know what I mean? Because otherwise it'd be a pain. So here's a good, this is a Lonnie Donegan now, which is basically Lonnie Donegan picked up all the stuff from America. He made a big hit with the Rock Island Line, which is, he had the biggest hit of all time of anybody that ever recorded that song. And the Battle of New Orleans, he also had a huge hit with that one. But I should do one, and it's called Putting on the Style, which is, I do that on a regular basis. Well, sweet 16 goes to church just to see the boys. Laughs and screams and giggles at every little noise. Turns her head a little, turns her head a while. But she knows she's the only putting on the style. Well, putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I sometimes have to smile, seeing all the young folks putting on the style. Well, a young man in a hot rod car roars with all his might, with a pair of yellow socks he borrowed from his dad. Well, he makes it roar so loudly just to see his girlfriend smile. But we know he's only putting on the style. Well, putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I sometimes have to smile, seeing all the young folks are putting on the style. Thank you. folks are putting on the style. Well, a preacher in a pulpit, roaring like he's mad, sing glory, hallelujah, puts the folks all in a fright. Well, you might think he's Satan coming down the aisle, but it's only our poor preacher putting on his style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. Yeah, as I look around me, I sometimes have to smile, seeing all the young folks are putting on the style. Well, sweet 16 goes to church just to see the boys. Laughs and screams and giggles at every little noise. Turns her head a little, turns her head a while, but she knows he's only putting on the style. Well, putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I sometimes have to smile, seeing all the young folks are putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. That's what all the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look around me, I sometimes have to smile, seeing all the young folks are putting on the style. Well, a dollar's a dollar and a dime is a dime. I'm singing another verse, but he ain't got time. So that's putting on the style by Lonnie Donegan, who was like a huge influence about everybody. And I mean, he was responsible for a lot of damage, that boy. Yeah, let me think what else is a bit apropos for that one. I'm moving through the years, you see. And yeah, this is a pretty good one from... Oh me, oh my, oh you, whatever shall I do? Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. I'd give a lot of dough if I could only know the answer to my question. Is it yes or is it no? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does your mother say don't chew it? Do you swallow it in spite? Do you catch it on your tonsils? Do you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Huh. Oh, here comes the blushing bride. The groom is by her side. Up to the altar, steady as Gibraltar, where the groom has got the ring. Such a pretty thing, but as he slips it upon her finger, the choir begins to sing. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does your mother say don't chew it? Do you swallow it in spite? Do you catch it on your tonsils? Leave it left and right. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, the nation rises on to join their only son up to the White House, where the nation's only White House, where the boy's word is content, up to the president's. This party burning question that has swept this continent. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does your mother say don't chew it? Do you swallow it in spite? Do you catch it on your tonsils? Do you heave it left and right? Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the bedpost overnight. I told you I love you and I want it all the time. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. On the bedpost overnight. A dollar a is a dollar and a dime is a dime. I'll sing another verse, but we ain't got time. On the bedpost overnight. Lonnie Donegan. Pretty good. Check this thing for me. Tuning. So moving up, we go to another American writer. His name is Don Gibson, and he had a bunch of different hit records. He was a big thing of mine. I like this guy. This is all pre-Rolling Stones and Beatles, by the way. We haven't got into any of that stuff at this point. On the sea, on the sea of heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak, oh, sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak, oh, how could I lose you? Oh, where did I fail? Why did you leave me? Always to sail on the sea of heartbreaks, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak, oh, oh, what I'd give to sail back to shore, back to your arms once more. Come to my rescue, oh, come here to me. Take me and give me away from the sea. From the sea of heartbreaks, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on the sea of tears, on the sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak, oh, sea of heartbreaks, sea of heartbreak, oh, well, the lights in the harbor, they don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship, adrift on the sea. Sea of heartbreaks, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on a sea of tears, sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak. Sea of heartbreak, sea of heartbreak, oh, sea of heartbreak. Don Gibson. He did another song called like Lonesome Number One. He was kind of one of those depressed kind of people. Lonesome One, Sea of Heartbreak. What? Do you remember any of his other hits, Don Gibson? He was always about that. He's definitely depressed.
Poor boy. We're not going to do Runaway. We're not doing that now.
As I walk alone, I wonder.
No, I'm not doing that. I think I'll do one of my original compositions at this point in time. It's nearly half the hour. There was a... when I was really young, before school, like when we were toddlers, we used to listen to the radio, and there was a thing. It started at 2 o'clock, and it was this is the BBC Home Service, and it's now time for Listen with Mother. And so it was like Listen with Mother. So you sit down, and then this authoritarian voice said, "Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin." And so that was the beginning of the thing. So this is like basically that's how this song begins on the recording, but. Anyway, so it goes. Hang on. It's better. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. This is a song could be sung by anyone, if it makes you feel happy or sad. These are the words, or the words you have heard, are quite absurd. So if you want to sing along, it won't be very long before you start to feel that it's all worthwhile. If it makes you smile, you know I will. A long time ago, somewhere out there, became a sun, and she made the planets. The planets made moon. The day and the night, the eternal flight. One day it might start to mean something. Surrounded by seas, we came down from the trees, formed colonies. Then we started to speak, started eating our meat, invented holidays.
Song debut song by anyone. If it makes you feel happy, 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 these are the words, all the words you have heard are quite absurd. So if you wanna sing along, it won't be very long before you start to feel that it's all worth the while. If it makes you smile, you know I will. So if you wanna sing along, it won't be very long before you start to feel that it's all worth the while. If it makes you smile, you know I will.
Here they come. Here, the next lot are appearing. We have company. Hello, darling.
Hello, I'm sorry. I think he's. Hey. It's a live show.
We're live. I'll let them settle down. Settle down. So there came a time in my life when I had a major epiphany, and it was on the occasion of my sister's 21st birthday. There was one chap in my whole village that had an electric guitar, and his name was Bob Davenport. And it was amazing. Nobody ever seen anything like that. Anyway, he was friends with these Yanks that had a base near me. So they had an Air Force base. Anyway, so I was always hearing about the PX store, so that's where we started to get all our really good music. We started to get all the southern blues artists, like way ahead of anything else. I mean, we had all this music. Anyway, so my sister's 21st birthday, Bob Davenport, who kind of had a crush on her, brought this guy over to my house to play, and we went into the best room of my house, which was the best room. We only go when people die, or it's Christmas, or birthdays. It's a funerals and party room, you know what I mean? Anyway, so this guy comes in with this white guitar, and I have actually a picture of this. I'm 10 years old, and this guy started playing this weirdest thing that I've never heard anything like it ever before. It completely just took me to pieces, this whole thing. And anyway, his name was Luther Perkins, and he was a GI in the Air Force, and his cousin was Carl Perkins, who was the famous Carl Perkins, and Luther Perkins played guitar for Johnny Cash for many, many years afterwards. And there's even a song, Johnny Cash, called Luther Plays the Boogie. And that's what that person did in my house. So he did boogie in my house, which it's just like, no, it's like nothing. I mean, we were listening to Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, and a bunch of really awful things on the radio, and this guy comes out with... Game over. It's completely finished me. So anyway, what would be a good song to do about on that genre? A really good song would be
Get out of that kitchen and wash your face and hands. Get out of that kitchen and wash your face and hands. Get out of that kitchen, cause I'm a hungry man. Shake, a rattle and roll. 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 If you don't do nothing, gonna save your doggone soul.
I believe through and now I know. I believe you're the devil and now I know. Well, the more I earn, the faster my money goes. Well, shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. If you don't do nothing, gonna save your doggone soul. Like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood stall. Like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood stall. When I look at you, well, you ain't a child no more. Well, shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. If you don't do nothing, gonna save your doggone soul. Well, shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Oh my goodness! Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Well, if you don't do nothing, gonna save your soul. If you don't do nothing, gonna save your soul. If you don't do nothing, gonna save your doggone soul.
So that's what ruined my life. So that when I heard that guy play it completely, that's what it really did. It just changed my whole attitude. Before that, I was doing all the Johnny Cash and the, you know, really nice stuff. But this was something entirely different. And there was, it was, I mean, regular music kind of gets you in a certain way. This stuff hit me in the guts. And I never got over it. Mm-mm. Just didn't ever. So anyway, that's a good story. And I have a picture of me and it's Luther Perkins and Bob Davenport and they're playing the guitars and they're looking right at me, but you always can see it's the top of my little crew cut his head. It's like a little crew cut at the top of it. You know.
How old are you?
10. Completely messed me up. And then we had a record player, like the record player I use on this show is like a wind-up 78 player. It's a portable, you know, gramophone, which is, you know, really wonderful. You can take it anywhere and you put like seven or eight records in the actual lid, so when you go to a picnic or wherever, you got this thing that plays music anywhere. Clockwork, so it's really, really wonderful. So my brother and I, we had a box room, and in between the two beds was this little thing with the wind-up record player on it. And so we had the first record that we got was the one, Rock Around the Clock, obviously was one of the first ones, but the one that like really did me in was Little Richard, and it was Tutti Frutti, and on the B side of that was Long Tall Sally, and that completely like put the final nail in the lid for me. It was over at that point. Once I heard Little Richard and heard Luther Perkins, it's no contest. Yeah, so, let's see. What would be nice?
I have a question.
Uh huh. Let me see what time it is. Oh, I yeah.
How old were you when you decided you wanted to be a musician?
Basically, I mean, I guess it was like the 10 years old, pretty much that time. And my brother had he had the skiffle group, and where did I put that? Oh, yeah. And they were obviously older than me, so I couldn't be a part of the skiffle group. So they played in the back garden, and they passed me a harmonica through the fence, through the gate, so I could like play the harmonica by myself with them. But they wouldn't let me in. But so I started playing this when I was 10. So I started playing this thing, and I never stopped playing that either. And this happens to be a G, because it's like convenient to tune everything with. It's not the best one to play blues on, but it's a good one for tuning. Let's do something. Can we do a bit of a ribald one?
And then your banjo?
Oh, yeah. I think I'll do banjo. Let me do banjo because you have to EQ. So that's the end of that. And that's a Martin 000C, by the way, that guitar. Very nice. This here is a 1970 K banjo, which is.
Mama said, well, I'll be sleeping on a feather bed. Oh, my finger, take on the way. Let me down, my walking cane. Let me down, my walking cane. Let me down, my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on the midnight train. And all my finger, take on the way. Well, I wish I listened to what my papa said, don't wish I listened to what my mama said. Well, if I listen, what my mama said, I'll be sleeping on the feather bed, and I'll take on the way. Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. On the midnight train, and all my things are taken. My things are taken. All my things are taken. Now, that was a song by the Boswell Sisters from about 1934, and I found this record. And I broke it, and I actually found one in this country, and so I've still got it. And they're a trio of girls from New Orleans. And for the longest time, I didn't realize that they're actually white sisters. These girls, I mean, to me, they're
of the genre of three-part harmony. They're ahead of the Andrews Sisters as far as the stuff that they can pull off. And the Andrews Sisters are not shabby at all. Hey, preachmen's dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn Nicotine and the Temptations of Eve. Well, once I was happy and had a good life, I had enough money and a beautiful wife, but I met a young girl and we went on a spree. She took me to smoke and drink whiskey, cigarettes and whiskey, and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey, and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes is a blot on the whole human race. With one in his face, by definition, believe me, dear brother. A fire on one end and a fool on the other. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Brother, repent or they'll ride on your grave. Two women and a whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friends. These words in big letters, they're rather than cigarettes and whiskey, wild, wild women, they'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Reading and the Natural Seven. And I know my friend over there is very familiar with that outfit, aren't you? You're very familiar with Red Ingle. Yeah, and his works. Yeah, I like. Let's have a look at the 350.
Lost
horses, their brakes. You should have seen the jumping man. He was going down the bridge, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle broke into a scream. And they found him in the wreck with his hands on the throttle. He was scalded to death by the steam. It's a mighty rough road from Richmond down to Danville. He may leave you at every time. He was going down the bridge, making on a mile when his whistle broke into a scream. And they found him in the rain with his hand on the throttle. He was scalded to death by the steam. Well, now, you good ladies, you better take a warning from this time. He may leave you and never return. Record of the old 97, a classic. A lovely one. Now, I'm going to go back to the guitar to do my finale.
Neil.
Your finale.
Finale.
Your finale. I haven't done any yodeling yet. I'll do a bit of yodeling. Hang on. Got a, not with it. I got a feeling called the blue. Oh, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, I know what I do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh Lord, that's enough yodeling. Let's get a bit of yodeling in there. This is it.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and went right to my head. No matter where I roam, I land or sea or foam, you will always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home.
Please remember your bartenders and waitresses, and drive recklessly, the wife you kill, and maybe your own. Ooh, no, no. So I do the other one. I do this. I did a gig a couple of years ago, and it was at this Palacci's, an Italian resort, and I was opening up for this guy that does Elvis impersonation. He's really good. Anyway, so I get doing my set, and I always close out with this last song. So I started this last song, and the stage is about 2 feet high, and this old lady's coming towards us. I'm playing this song, and it's like one of those slow motion effects. She's trying to get on the stage, and I'm playing. I've got the mic and the guitar. She's trying to get on the stage, and she's almost on the stage, and she sort of turns around and lands straight on her face on the ground, not moving. Paramedics, the whole thing, wheelchairs, you know. Took her to the door and everything, and the song I was doing was this song, and I'll tell you at the end when I've done the song. Anyway.
Stop your rambling, stop your gambling, stop your staying out late at night, stay home with your wife and your family. You were too young. Oh Lord, I wish I'd never seen your face. I'm sorry that you ever was born. Till the rivers run dry. Oh Lord, I wish I'd never seen your face. Don't take morphine and die. Well, Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night.
And the woman who tried to get on the stage, her name was Irene, and she hadn't heard the song for years, and she's like 80, and she's trying to get on the stage, fell off. And then she was going out with the paramedics, I said, good night, Irene, as they wheeled her off. True story. Hence, I didn't get to sell any CDs at all, and Elvis never paid me for the gig. Thank you very much.
Friends, you've been listening to Kit Tolson, Catskill resident. And a quirky character, as you can hear, and excellent musician. And now, also, co-host of the Tuesday Afternoon Show. So we'll be back shortly with that.